Your first clue that something unusual ahead is a sign on the interstate announcing what they call the biggest cross in the Western Hemisphere. And sure enough, as you approach that spot in Texas, you begin to see this huge white cross on the horizon. Actually, it doesn't look all that large from a distance. But then as you drive that direction, it looks more and more impressive. Until you're coming up on it. Or especially when you do what I did, you stop and you stand at the foot of it. That cross is huge. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about why your God is too small. When you're far away, that cross is nice, but it's not particularly impressive. But the closer you get, the bigger it looks. Sadly, there are people, even good church people, who go through their life never realizing the magnitude of the God they belong to. He's nice, but they never really see how big he is because they never get close enough to him to experience his amazingness. Their God is too small, so their life is too small. The Apostle Paul didn't want the believers that he cared about to miss the awesomeness of the God they had. In Ephesians 3, beginning with verse 17, our word for today from the Word of God, he says, "I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God." So in other words, so you can experience everything God's got. Then Paul, who has paid the price to see God up close, describes what he's like when you see him up close. He describes God as, quote, "him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." You don't get to see God that big by just taking your place at church every time the doors are open. You never see the amazingness of your Lord by just reading the Bible when you get around to it, by praying general, predictable prayers, by obeying God's Holy Spirit only when it's not too hard or not too risky. It is possible to be around Almighty God for your whole life and just keep a safe distance. You've determined how big God's piece of your life is going to be, and that's that. But you'll never know what your life could have been if you would dare to step out on the spiritual accelerator and experience God up close. When you do that, nothing else in your life ever needs to be overwhelming to you again except the overwhelming size of your God. Do you want to experience a big, big God? Make a daily time with him in his word the non-negotiable of your personal schedule. You can't specialize in your Lord unless you specialize in his word. Throw open the doors of your heart and tell him, "Lord, I've played it safe long enough. I'm ready to go for everything you've got by surrendering everything I've got." Tell him you're ready to follow him out of your comfort zone, beyond where it feels safe. We make serious mistakes because we forget or we don't know how very big our God is. We overestimate earth stuff and underestimate our Almighty God. A safe distance? Turns out it really isn't safe at all. Don't just believe in him. Pursue him with everything you've got. Because the closer you get, the more amazing he looks.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. For 30 years, God has used On Eagle's Wings teams of Native American young people to visit over 100 reservations. To find out more about this exciting ministry, On Eagle's Wings, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. That's hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.